Hello, welcome. It is 1:01 p.m. at least on my phone. This is the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, with your co-hosts Natalie
and Chloe.
Yeah, hope you are all are doing okay on this chilly, chilly Wednesday. Hopefully inside, keeping warm.
Exam season for students.
If you are going outside, bundle up, because I should really learn to take my own advice, and I didn't wear thick socks, and my feet were super cold, so.
And the bus had this draft.
Yeah, this draft by your feet, which was sad. But anyways, we're inside now. It's warm. Even toasty. Yeah, so we have a guest coming on to our show a bit later. Tom from Hawking will be here to chat and play some songs live acoustically for us, so that should be fun. I think traffic is apparently pretty bad right now, so he'll be on a bit later when he gets here. We have a few songs to tide you over until then. The first track is China Doll by Big Goose. They're a Victoria lo-fi pop shoegaze band. This is off their recently released EP, Stranger. And I really like this song. It's kind of whimsical sounding, but the lyrics are a lot more somber if you listen to them. Yeah, they're a really great up-and-coming band. They played at Rifflandia this past September, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from them in the future. Once again, this is China Doll by Big Goose.
Cracks like a China doll. I'm only looking for a little peace. I went the night falls, oh, call on me. Just don't forget to show me some mercy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chloe speaking, and the song you just heard was Shine a Light by Banners. Now, Banners is a UK artist with a handful of tunes of relief. His name is Mike Nelson. He just released a song called Start a Riot, which is also very, very awesome. I recommend checking out his music. And the track before that was Easy Nothing by Youngblood. And that is a Vancouver artist, Alexis Youngblood, dream pop, very beat-driven, synthy, dark wave music. So you should also check that out. That is on SoundCloud. And I believe she probably has some Facebook pages as well. So make sure you check out Youngblood. Now, we have a guest on air. Natalie, do you want to introduce who we have here with us?
Yeah, Tom from Hawking's here.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries. We're glad you got here.
Yeah.
In peace with all the traffic going on.
Bit of a time.
Yeah, definitely. So we actually have a few questions we have a lot to talk to you about today. 2015 was a big year for your band. Mm-hmm. Started off by undergoing a name change. So where exactly did Hawking come from?
Hawking sort of started, I mean, we were just, you know, like any band does when they're trying to name themselves or rename, we were throwing out names, and I think it was our drummer Chartwell who just sort of threw it out there. He's like, what about Hawking? Because we were joking about all the ing band names, because we're friends with a lot of, like, emo bands, and there's, you know, like, Snowing, Foxing, Dowsing, like, a whole bunch of ing names. And we were like, I don't know, what about Hawking? Because we're sort of, we have a bit of math rock influence. And Stephen Hawking, physics, math, haha, is the joke. And we were like, no, that'll be terrible for, like, trying to Google us. You won't be able to find us. You'll just find Stephen Hawking. And I mean, that's true. But if you Google Hawking Band, you can find us. And we literally say that every time we're on stage. We're like, don't try to find us by Googling Hawking unless you just want to find physics tutorials. So that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. And you guys did release a new EP in July. Mm-hmm. And it sort of has a lot of dark imagery, self-deprecating lyrics. Where did those come from?
Well, the older material had... I mean, it wasn't necessarily happier. I think in a lot of ways it was, but at the end of the day, I've always been a fan of writing sad songs. I've never been really good at writing happy songs, but I think the main difference is the previous material had a lot of nature themes that sort of, I think, made it be perceived as happier. This EP that we have out now, it's self-titled, it's the Hawking EP. Everything takes place indoors or in a dimensionless thing where there's where there's not a physical space, but shut up. But there's no outdoor themes. Like our older stuff was, you know, Deep Blue Sea, Autumn Leaves, Oak Tree. Those were a lot of the Sticks and Stones. Those were a lot of the song titles from before. And now, yeah, everything is a lot more. Yeah, everything takes place indoors, and it's a lot more introspective and a lot more, I guess, introverted, if a song can sound introverted. But yeah, that's sort of the direction it took. And I think it's just an evolution of myself as a songwriter. I do most of the lyrics. And I think that's all I can really attribute it to is that evolution in and of myself. I think writing about nature is a very, very common first, like, step out into the songwriting world for a lot of people. I really haven't been at it too long, only, like, you know, 5 years type of thing. And I think writing about nature is a very easy, you know, yeah, first step. And I think this is just an evolution where I'm able to, you know, look more inside myself and write more self-consciously, more self-aware.
Yeah, and I think it has a nice kind of juxtaposition, though, with your sound, which is a lot more kind of upbeat with that kind of math rock influence and kind of anthemic. So, like, where do you think that, do you think, did, like, was that a conscious decision to kind of blend the two?
Not really. We sort of noticed it happening, and we kind of stuck with it because it did work so well. I mean, you know, our sound sometimes gets described as, like, twinkly or sparkly because there is a lot of shine, both production-wise and just playing-wise. So it is interesting to have so much, you know, high-end clarity and sparkle and just sort of nice aural textures contrasted with really, really dark lyrics, like you said, even self-deprecating at times. I mean, you know, I'm not a sad guy. That's the thing, too. I am a really, really happy guy, and I love doing everything that I do. But I think a lot of the sadness in the writing, it comes from, you know, more of a place of fear. You know, if I have, a self-deprecating lyric, I don't think it's necessarily that I feel that way about myself. I tend to think I have a lot of self-confidence having to be, you know, on stage and all that and, you know, be the charismatic guy sort of by necessity. But I think that's sort of what it boils down to is just writing about fear that I have of, you know, being a certain way or feeling a certain way and not wanting to go to that dark place, but exploring, you know, what it would be like to be there.
Awesome. We're going to take a short break, maybe play another song for you guys. Oh, never mind, Chloe's not ready to spin a song. We're just gonna play a few short messages and then we'll be back.
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives.
You're too bad to catch a friend, drink and tell the
your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater, check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Welcome back. So we lied. We did just play a song. That was Travel Song by Elizabeth Ann Maul, or EAM. She's a California-based singer-songwriter. That's off her release, Belled. It's like French, so I don't know how to pronounce that, and I don't remember anything I learned from school. But I guess the English translation is like unconventionally beautiful, which I think is really nice. And yeah, that track in particular is kind of sweet, nice keys component, and she has a great voice, but she also experiments with string instruments and synth in a lot of her music, so you should definitely check out that whole release. It is available on Bandcamp at eammusic.bandcamp.com. And we are back live with Tom from Hawking.
Hello, hello.
So earlier we were talking a bit about your EP, which came out in July, and you guys actually went on an extensive North American tour surrounding that release. So how was that?
That was the most insane thing we have ever done in the best way possible.
It was like almost 2 months long. We went to, I think the farthest east we went was Boston, Mass. And then we started in Vancouver, of course. We went across Canada, which we've done before. We went to Montreal. And then instead of turning around and going back through Canada, we decided to go down the east coast of the States. So we hit Boston, New York, Jersey, Philly, Baltimore, D.C. And then we went up through the Midwest to like Pittsburgh, Chicago. Now, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, Chicago, Madison, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota, and then back into Canada in Regina, I think we came back to, and then we went back west. So that took a fair chunk of time, and it was great. It was insane. I loved it.
Yeah, and it's actually, I think, you did go on tour on the summer before that as well, mm-hmm. pretty long. So is it like a annual thing you guys are probably
basically,
gonna do
now? We're sort of famous for just kind of doing one gigantic obnoxious tour every single summer and then being pretty much dormant and playing a few local shows every year. We're doing it a little bit different this year. We'll have a little Western Canadian run in the springtime, probably late spring, like May. Summer, we're going to be doing a lot of regional stuff and festivals. And then in the fall, we're doing pretty much the same tour we did this year, just beefed up a little bit and you know, trying to do a few more support slots, do some bigger shows and whatnot. I actually work as a booking agent as well. I run a little agency called Bad Mouth Booking, so that helps out a lot as far as, you know, the touring thing goes. So it's gonna be good.
Do you always memorize the tour routings? That's pretty good. You remember like every city.
Well, I used to. It was funny when I was in high school. I used to play a lot of country music because I had this deep voice and my voice came in backwards. I had the low register before I had my high register. So I played a lot of country and I did that song "I've Been Everywhere," where he says all the names of the cities and he goes Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Bend. That whole thing. So I sort of liken it to that. But yeah, because I book all our tours, I mean, we pretty much are self-managed, self-publicized. This year we had a publicist because we just couldn't handle a two-month North American tour doing all the publicity for ourselves. But up until, other than that, we're completely DIY. I do all our tour booking, so I always have everything memorized pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear that you're like so involved with that aspect mm-hmm. of your band as well. So something I wanted to talk about was this upcoming show that you're playing. We'll ask you a bit more about that later. Is Benji's last show with mm-hmm. the band, and it's great to see that you ended on kind of like amicable terms. We wish him all the best, and you already have someone new. You mentioned in a Facebook post.
We do, yes.
So I don't know if you can give anything away, but how will this kind of change the dynamic of the band, if anything?
The dynamic of the band, it's funny, we've always sort of thought of ourselves as a hardcore band that plays indie music. All of us are very, very into heavy music. We grew up on all sorts of heavy music, punk, hardcore, metal, or all sorts of stuff. Ben was sort of the only one who brought a lot of the pop influence to the sound, which we have to give him due credit. He has a lot to do with the sound of the band today, because we probably would have just ended up being another hardcore band or something if it had just been me and Chris and Chart. But Ben really, really brought a lot of pop shine to it, because he was from Saskatchewan, where they don't really have a lot of indie radio stations. So he just wasn't super familiar with like underground styles of music when he came into the band. So he brought a lot of that pop shine to the sound. Going forward, without Ben, our last show with him is this Saturday at the Biltmore with Japanese Girls and the Written Years. So we're very, very happy to be ending on such a good note. Like you said, it's definitely an amicable split. But going forward without him, the sound is, it's probably going to be a little bit more technical, but also more poppy, if that makes sense. I think the biggest complaint about our sound, or like constructive criticism thus far, has been you guys have really good hooks, but you don't hit them hard enough, and you F with the time signatures, and it's really hard to follow. So what we're trying to do now is make everything relatively easy to follow in, you know, an easy signature like 4-4 or 3-4 or 6-4 for you music nerds, but still keep a lot of the complexities in there via syncopations and like counterpoint, weird like little interlocking melodies, rhythmic stuff. I don't want to get too nerdy, but But yeah, that whole sort of thing. That's kind of the idea, to keep the hooks really, really big, easy to dance to, easy to remember, sing along to, but to hear and still at the same time go, holy crap, that's some of the most amazing musicianship we've ever heard. Because we're all very, very musically educated. We're all music nerds. A lot of us, half of us are went to like jazz school, that type of thing. Like, we're all very, very into that side of things. But we're also very, very hell-bent on making sure that the hooks are still there and making sure that everything is actually digestible for the average listener, rather than alienating everybody early on.
You just mentioned that you are very like musically educated. Did you know that you wanted to be a musician from a young age?
Not really. I don't have a lot of music in my family. My mom is literally tone deaf. Like, can't sing, can't pick out a tune really much. Like, maybe can tap along to a rhythm. And she's who I grew up with the most. My dad sort of, you know, he was a musician when he was younger. Like, he kind of played piano in bars to pay his way through college, but he was never really into it. He was never a professional musician. And the way I got into it, I was in sixth grade and I met a kid that played guitar and I thought he was really cool. And I was like, I want to play guitar. And my mom was like, well, we have one like in the closet somewhere. So I took lessons for about a year to like learn the proper, you know, hand formation so I wouldn't get carpal tunnel or arthritis or whatever. And then after that, I was self-taught. I tried to develop my own style. And I think that has a lot to do with the sound that we have now, especially guitar-wise, obviously.
So definitely your new material, something to look forward to, something a bit different but still retaining the same brand that you had originally.
We just finished a new demo yesterday, actually, and we are so insanely excited about the new sound. It's we honestly think this is the best music we've ever written or put out, so we're very, very excited. We'll have a full-length record coming later this year. The rough plan is to have it out in the fall. We are writing feverishly right now, and depending on what, you know, deadlines are met and what, you know, boring behind-the-scenes businessy stuff with labels and all that, all those fun things to deal with. Depending on how fast that all goes, we should see a full-length release this year, which is monumental for us because we've only put out EPs thus far, so we're very excited to have a cohesive 10 or 12 track opus to put out, so that's cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. And speaking about fun things, I just wanted to bring up something that we found very interesting, is that you and, for example, you and Benji, you were in a film, If I Stay, and you played band members, and then on Chartwell, of course, I think we gathered from social media that he was on the set of Midnight Sun as a band member. So how do these fun gigs come about, and do you all have the acting background?
none of us are actors intentionally. We got back from our little Western Canadian tour in 2013 when our tour van flipped, and that was really bad. So half of us were really, really, well, we were all really injured, but Paul and Chart, as you know, more so. They got it really bad. They were out for a few months. But we got an email in the band's inbox like a few weeks after that crash that was like, hey, want to be in this movie If I Stay? And it was sent from like the casting director's assistant, like just some, like, you know, DaveRules@hotmail.com or something. And so we thought it was spam. We were like, what is this? And then 2 days later, they followed up and they were like, no, like, we really need to know because casting is now. And we were like, oh, crap, okay. So then we went to, like, this studio in Burnaby, and we thought we were going to be sitting down with, like, a casting director. No, all the directors, everyone is there. And they're like, it's just me and Ben, because Paul and Chart were too hurt to go. So me and Ben show up, and they're like, okay, play us something. And we're like, well, I don't know. So we just, like, jammed on some chords and had fun with it. And they were like, we love it, you're in. And we're like, what do you mean? Like, what do we even do? They're like, well, you're playing the band members for Jamie Blackley, the male lead's band. We're like, okay, we've never been on a movie before, so we did that. And we ended up being in like 15 scenes or something. It was crazy. And then ever since then, we are sort of any movie that shoots in Vancouver that needs band members to act in it, we are sort of the house band for that. We always get called. We were all actually on Midnight Sun. Chart was just the only one who posted about it. I don't know if he was supposed to.
Yeah, good question. He didn't. I don't think he explicitly said, but we follow like filming locations, so yeah, we gathered
that. Yeah. So, anyways. We were on the set of a movie that may or may not have been called Midnight Sun and that may or may not have been shooting here. But no, that was really, really crazy because If I Stay was like a smaller thing. It was a low-budget production. Midnight Sun is like a Disney thing with Bella Thorne and Patrick Schwarzenegger and whatnot. So we're like, holy crap, okay, we get to do this. So that was actually like a step up from If I Stay. So we're going to see where this goes. It's like a side gig now at this point. We're just the Vancouver movie house band.
That's a very good label to have, I think. It's definitely a different aspect of it because it's not just like you're performing in front of cameras now.
So. Yeah, exactly. Very different.
Yeah, and we'll be keeping an eye out for you guys on the big screen, I guess.
I guess so.
So next, I guess you're going to play a couple songs for us.
Cool. I can do that. That is a thing.
Yeah, what's the first song? You can introduce it.
Let me see. I think the first one I'll do. There's a tune called Safe and Sound. It's off the EP that we have out right now. It's the first track, actually. You can find it on Bandcamp and whatnot. Just Google like Hawking Safe and Sound, and you'll find it. I don't like telling people websites. I'm like, I know you're just gonna Google it. So, Safe and Sound.
Everything hurts. Pray for something worse. Wait up, you're moving too fast. These memories are chasing after me. So take your blindfolds off. I promise this won't take long. Don't try to cut me down. I'm feeling safe and sound. Wake up, open my eyes. Pray for a different life. Wait up, I'm falling behind. This disease is standing over me. So take your blindfolds off. I promise this won't take long. Don't try to cut me down. I'm feeling safe and sound. Don't ask me the way I've been. I've felt the same since you left me here. You were the best that I could do. I just wasn't good enough for you. So take your blindfolds off. Cause I'm already gone. I hope you feel I'm feeling safe and sound. So take your blindfolds off, because I'm already gone. I hope you feel nothing now. I'm feeling safe and sound.
Awesome.
Thanks. Acoustic version, of course. The full version is much more loud and dancey and rock, and you know, we're not an acoustic band, so go Google the full version. Hear us, please, because we don't usually do acoustic shows. This is a very, very special thing.
That's not a bit. It seems pretty. As a one-man person, it's still pretty like hard hitting. So you know. That
still packs that punch.
Thank you.
So that means, you know, a live set will be even better than that, which is why everyone should go.
Yeah.
See you guys this Saturday at
that
the
is
Biltmore.
Right. This Saturday at the Biltmore with Japanese Girls and the Written Ears, for those of you who didn't hear me plug it earlier in the program.
Yeah, definitely. We will be back after these really, really short messages.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. turn off the lights when you leave a room, and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
All signs come.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song that you just heard was Fevered by Spectragates. They're a Vancouver-based trio. That is their latest single. Lots of chill wave influence there. And I'm going to strip this description right off our website because I wrote it and I can only say the same thing in one way. So it says, slick yet intimate, their dark, nostalgic grooves yield to a dance floor convention without sounding overly produced. Yeah, they're actually playing a show tomorrow at the Biltmore. It's dubbed the Naughty and Nice Show. Pink Licorice and Eric Campbell on the Dirt will also be playing. Music starts at 9:30, and pre-sale tickets are $8, or you can pay $10 at the door.
Nice.
Yeah, so once again, Thomas here from Hawking.
Hello.
And yeah, we're going to plug, of course, their show, which is this Saturday at the Biltmore. Once again, with Japanese Girls and the Ridden Years. And tickets are $10 plus service charges.
Mm-hmm.
And they're available online at Ticketfly or also in person at Red Cat Records. And for another taste of what you can hear this Saturday, he's going to play another song for us.
But first, we're gonna use that to close it off. So we want to thank you for coming in to speak with us today.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. Last time I hung out with you guys was like 2013. So
I know, it was so long ago.
It really was. It was the old incarnation of the band before the crash happened and everything changed. So it's really, really cool to come back and you know, do the whole full circle thing. So thank you guys so much for having me. And are you guys going to be at the Biltmore show? Or
might
you guys,
be. You guys have, I'm going to try to make it up.
You guys have press things to do.
Press homework, you know, studying,
yeah,
all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, right, yeah, school is a thing.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah, so thank you once again. And what is the song that you're going to play for us now?
I'm going to play a tune called Deep Blue Sea. This is sort of one of, like, the crowd favorites, I guess, or whatever. We put out one version of this song on the first EP that we ever released back in 2013, and we're re-releasing it, actually, on this full length, completely different. So look forward to that. That's going to be really cool. Thanks, guys.
I can try. I can try not to be this way. I can try, but I can't promise you anything. But I will die. I will die all alone someday. Say goodbye, let the water wash over me. But I, the ocean is not my friend.
you're swallowing me. The deep blue sea, you're swallowing me. The deep blue sea, you're swallowing me. The deep blue sea, you're swallowing me.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. And this is Natalie speaking. The song you just heard was In Time by Moroccan Sun. They're an Ottawa alt-rock band. That's a track of their self-titled debut EP. Yeah, really upbeat, explosively catchy song. You know, I think it's one that you could jam to in your room or jam to live. You know, same thing.
Either way.
Yep.
So we have a show on the 30th.
Yes.
December 30th, right in time for the new year. Yep. Ring in 2016 with us a couple days early.
Yeah, us and a couple of our friends from high school will be joining us.
Awesome friends.
It will be my last show for a while, Natalie's last show, because I am heading back to school in the new year. That is not UBC, so I won't be available to come out to the show. So Chloe may or may not be kind enough to forfeit all the songs that she will usually pick for that show and let me pick all the songs. We hope you all have a very happy holiday season. We didn't play any Christmas songs on the show. That will be next year if we still have a show.
We should probably play our song soon. Before we go, send your good vibes to the Canucks on their long road trip. Not doing so well. Need all those good vibes.
Yep. Thank you once again to Tom from Hawking for joining us. Thank you to you guys for listening. The Extra Environmentalist is coming up in the next hour. You can stay tuned for that. And Chloe can introduce the last song.
The song we have for you is Where I Started, which is the latest single from the band Watchers.
Does it come? Easy can it go? As the seasons change, the storm.